ask yourself, what one thing have I been procrastinating on? It may be small, it may be medium or big. What is that one thing? And then your number two step is decide your why.
Are you a career and family woman who's great at taking care of everyone except yourself? You'd like to get refilled, but there's just not enough time in the day? If so, you're in the right place, friend. I'm Amy Gustafson with How Leaders Replenish. Consider this your one-stop shop to enjoy some coffee talk with a gal pal, where we'll dig into replenishment, relationships, and fulfilling your life calling with God's grace, so you can be a better version of who you were made to be for the benefit of not just you, but everyone around you. Let's do this.
Friends, I am excited to share with you on our topic today, and that is, how do we overcome procrastination? When I was at a ladies' event recently, I had a woman come up to me and ask me this question. She said, do you think procrastination is a spiritual problem, or do you think it's a mental roadblock? What do you think procrastination is, and how do we get over it? And so I'm going to endeavor to answer that question today, because I think it's something that so many of us have asked at different points in our life. And so in order to talk on that topic, I want to share this story. There's a pastor that my husband Sean and I know who had told about his grandma, and he said that his grandma had a problem all of her life with chewing tobacco. And she was this sweet Southern lady, but she loved to chew tobacco. And it was just this hang-up she had that she wanted to get rid of and just never could. And for years, our friend's grandpa would say, would you please quit chewing? You know, that's just not a good habit to have. And she would say, I want to. And her husband had even offered her like a large sum of money if she would quit chewing. And she tried and she said, I just can't. And so she kept chewing tobacco until an older age. And I don't remember the exact age she was, but her husband passed on. And sometime later, she met this other man who was, I believe, significantly younger than her, like say 10 years younger. And this guy was good looking. And this friend of ours, his grandma was really interested in this younger man, and he was a good catch. And she thought, oh my goodness, he's going to find out that I chew snuff and he might not want to marry me. And sure enough, she was just determined to marry this guy. She really liked him. And because she so wanted to marry this younger man that was showing interest in her, she actually chose to quit and completely gave it up to land this younger man. And so our friend was just talking about it and saying how funny it is that she tried so hard, and even for a large sum of money, she wouldn't quit. But all of a sudden, when she found a why that really motivated her, she stopped procrastinating on getting over the habit of chewing snuff. I want to bring that thought before you today. What is your thing that could be your why of why you stop procrastinating? So let's talk about a couple of things. How do we stop procrastinating? I believe the first step is we decide what we most want to stop procrastinating at. So is it an addiction you want to get over? Or is it some project that you want to tackle? What is it for you? What's your number one thing? So just focus on one thing at a time. So first today, ask yourself, what one thing have I been procrastinating on? It may be small, it may be medium or big. What is that one thing? And then your number two step is decide your why for that, because we typically will not stop procrastinating until we have a big enough why. So what is your why? Really think about it. Why do you want to have that certain thing done or accomplished in your life, or that certain thing defeated that you've overcome it? What is your biggest why? Really think about that why and get it deep in your heart and really take time to process that and meditate it. Why does this really motivate you to want to stop procrastinating at this certain thing? And then third, I want to encourage you, especially if it's a project, to think of it like this. Years ago, I read some books by Mary Kay Ash, who was the founder of Mary Kay Cosmetics. And Mary Kay made the comment, how do you eat an elephant? You eat it one bite at a time. That was a classic saying of hers. That is so true in life. And obviously, you're not going to literally eat an elephant, but this is just metaphorically speaking. When you have a huge project in front of you, you do that one bite at a time. But the truth is, many people don't get started at that one bite at a time because they just look at this big thing and they think, oh, it's so overwhelming, I'm not even going to start. So I want you to think about it in a little bit different way. It's kind of like if you've ever read the book by James Clear called Atomic Habits, he basically talks about creating a new identity, that if we want to start new habits, we need to have a new identity in our life and then basically go at those things, not trying to do just this huge, like change a whole bunch of habits, but just go at small things bit by bit. And so when you think about that, eat an elephant one bite at a time and change your identity and go at those things bit by bit, your why becomes your new identity. So that second step that I mentioned is decide what your why is, what will really drive you to be a really, really, really big why in your life. And then start thinking about that why daily, because that becomes part of your new mindset and your new mental shift and your new identity. And then focus. Like I said, the third thing is focus on one bite at a time. And so in talking about doing things one bite at a time or one little bit at a time, I want you to think about it this way. Let's think maybe the thing that I'm procrastinating on, let's just take an example for me. I have this one closet in my house, and I'm speaking from reality right now. I'm sharing my mail with you here. I have this one closet in my house. It's kind of a work / storage closet. And I have things in there from work that are like papers and things that I need to file and things like that. And I also have some home personal storage things in there. And I have been avoiding that closet for a while. In fact, my assistant Leah could tell you that I've even had her over to help me with that closet some, but I don't have it quite where I want it to be. And so I have actually been praying on this topic myself, like, Lord, how do I stop procrastinating on cleaning out that closet? And so I've been pursuing getting knowledge on that myself this week. So it's funny that someone came up and asked me this question. And one of the things that's really become a revelation to me in this week is that oftentimes we look at social media and we see people posting pictures of this perfect closet with the perfect bins and everything's marked so beautifully and color-coded. And, you know, for those of us who have children that like to go in those bins, or maybe our spouse, they're probably not going to put it back as neatly as I had it in there. Let's just be real about it here. So instead of trying to organize things perfectly, I am going to work at decluttering it. And there's a big difference between organizing and decluttering, I've been discovering in my research this week. And that is, if you organize things perfectly, your family's probably going to go in there and unorganize it, and it's going to be just as messy in 3 to 6 weeks. However, if I go into my closet with the purpose of decluttering, like I'm going to go in and I'm going to throw out anything that can be thrown, toss it in the trash if it's trashable. And then after that, I'm going to look through. This is what I used to do. I used to empty out the whole closet and then try to put everything back organized. And instead of doing that with this closet, I've decided that after researching this, I am actually going to just start pulling out like one box at a time, and I'm going to trash what I can trash, and then I'm going to donate what I can donate. And then if it's anything beyond that, after I trash everything that I can trash, after I donate what I can donate from each specific box in that closet, then if it's something I want to keep, I'm just going to ask myself, where would be the best place to keep this? And I'm going to purpose to get rid of more, because we all have a certain capacity, you could say, of how much clutter we will allow in our lives. Sean and I actually downsized a few years ago with our house and got a house that's a little bit smaller. And I've had to work on getting rid of some things just because we wanted a smaller house that just felt more manageable for us right now at this time. With space and everything, we felt like we were just getting too much stuff in our life. And so we worked on decluttering as we moved into this house, and we had gotten to a really good point when we moved into it. But now just things have been coming in randomly over the last few years, and it's like, ooh, I have not been decluttering enough. And so instead of focusing on organizing, I'm going to focus on decluttering, because if I declutter well, I won't have that much to organize. You know what I'm saying? And so with that closet, what I've decided to do is I'm going to focus on decluttering it, and I'm not going to empty it all out at once, because that's just too overbearing. So I'm going to focus on like 7 to 10 minute time slots, and I'm going to make my goal each day to go down there for 7 to 10 minutes, or if I have up to 30 minutes I can schedule, woohoo, then that's great. I will do that. But even if it's just 7 to 10 minutes, that's okay, as long as I don't take a big mess out and make a big pile. You know, as long as I just take a little bit and just work on it within the closet, eventually, if I keep being consistent with that, those little bites each day are going to deal with the whole elephant, so to speak. That is my challenge for you, is I think procrastination more than anything is a mindset. And sometimes I think we're just looking at it that we either don't have a good why, maybe we do have a good why, but we don't take time to really meditate on that why to drive us to do it. Or number two, we're looking at it as too big of a project and we aren't breaking it into bite-sized pieces. Now, I want to throw out another example of this. Maybe for you, it's something like weight loss. And in the idea of weight loss, well, I would just focus at going at one thing. Number one, change your mindset of why do you want to do this? And then number two, what is just one thing you could do to make a positive step towards that? Like maybe it's drinking half your body weight in water each day. Maybe it's exercising, going for a walk 3 times a week. Maybe it's that you're going to limit your sugar. Maybe you have like 10 sweets a day and you're going to cut it back to 2. Or maybe you have like 3 to 5 sweets a day and you're going to cut it back to 1. What are some small positive changes you can make? Because you're more likely to stick with something if you go at it taking small steps, baby steps, and then at each step you take, you gain more momentum. And momentum is your friend. And as you're gaining that momentum, you will eventually get to the whole thing being done. So that is my encouragement for you today. I so hope this helps you. If it does, please pass this along to a friend who might also need help with dealing with procrastination. And I just want to thank you so much for being with me today. And I want to encourage you to make sure you take some time to replenish this week, enjoy the relationships in your life, and make sure that you remember every single day when you get out of bed, when you go to sleep at night, that God loves you and He has an amazing plan for your life. Have a great day.
Thanks for being with me today. If you enjoyed this, would you do me a big favor and take a moment to leave a review to help other professional women and moms find our podcast too? I would appreciate it so much. Also, if you have a question you'd like answered, there's a tab for you to leave a voicemail on our website, and yours might be one of them chosen to be played on the podcast in the future. I pray you have an amazing week and look forward to visiting with you next time.